on to Health Talk Radio Africa, the show that inspires you to improve your health, educates you on health and nutrition issues. We offer practical tips on daily living so you can have better health. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, a doctor in nutritional sciences, talking to you from the city in the sun, Nairobi, Kenya. Radio Africa. Do you live in a crowded area where there are few toilets or no toilets at all? Do you live in a place with no running water and finding water to wash your hands is a problem? Do your children play outside on the bare soil or street with no shoes? Are there open sewers with raw sewage near where you live? Do you use a pick latrine? Do you defecate secretly out in the open? If you have answered yes to any of these six questions, you really need to listen to this program. This is because today in Health Talk Radio Africa, we focus on worms. Yes. Worms found in the intestines. Worms can interfere with your child's health, making them have low body weight and even worse, have anemia, also known as low iron in their blood. So why is this important? Well, for three reasons. A healthcare team and myself just visited a sub-district hospital on the eastern coast of Kenya. The matron told us that the main problem facing the children is anemia that is caused by parasites. Can you believe that? Especially worms in the intestines. Often in this hospital, they run out of medicines to get rid of the worms, and they also run out of iron tablets to get rid of the anemia. On the same week, the government released a report that a huge percentage of children below the age of 5 are suffering from anemia. And all these events echo a report by the World Health Organization, which states that children from Africa have a big problem in anemia. And the main reason, or one of the reasons, is caused by worms in the intestines. So, my listeners out there, in this episode of Health Talk Radio Africa, we will talk about worms and anemia, how to protect your child from both of them. Worms, how do they get into your child in the first place? Well, here's one of the ways. Think of this scenario in your mind. A child infected with worms, or even an adult and secretly under the cover of darkness, who is infected with hookworm, will pass stool out in the open on the soil. And the eggs of the hookworm will hatch within 24 hours. And mature within a very short time into tiny larvae. Larvae are very thin, little like caterpillars, thin as a hair. And during the day, along comes a child innocently playing with no shoes on. Yes, no shoes. The tiny larvae or tiny little caterpillars will bite the child's foot, pierce the skin, and penetrate inside the child's foot. and the tiny larvae will travel up the child's body all the way to the lungs, up into the throat. And while the child is swallowing saliva, water, or anything, the little larvae will also get swallowed, and it will go past the stomach and into the intestines. When it reaches the intestine, it will attach itself like a hook, and it will grow. And here is where the trouble begins. Here at the intestine, it will cause small amounts of blood to be lost, which eventually will cause anemia, also known as low iron in the blood. And as this tiny little larvae grows, it will lay lots of eggs, which will go into the child's feces, the stool. And as the child passes stool, whether it's out in the open, this whole terrible cycle will repeat itself. Now, at the beginning, when the larvae bites the child's skin in the foot, a little tiny rash, and it's irritating, will result, and you will see the child scratch, 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 and then go out and play. And sadly, when the worm attaches itself inside the intestine, you will notice suddenly that the child has a very big appetite. Just out of a sudden, he or she will eat lots of food. They will be ravenous. They will also eat food, I mean things that are not food, non-food items, such as stones, soil, or even chalk from the blackboard. As time passes, the number of worms in the intestine increases and more blood is lost from the child. And then signs of anemia result or begin to show. I will tell you in just a few minutes what the signs of anemia are. But the question you're wondering now is, how do you know that your child is infected with worms? Well, for on in the hospital or clinic, will the technician tell you for sure that your child has worms? It will begin with your child giving a stool or a sample of feces, which the technician will examine using a special machine. When the technician sees eggs belonging to hookworms or any other worms, this will confirm that your child is infected with worms for sure. Usually at this stage, the child does not have any problems until he or she has a very severe worm infection. That is, the number of worms inside the intestines have increased dramatically. Then there will be diarrhea. Oh yes, the D word, diarrhea. For other types of worms, the child by now will have grown a big belly and they will have low weight gain. Their weight will not be increasing at all. And as the child continues to lose the small amount of blood that we talked about, anemia sets in. And here's where you will notice that your child will get tired very easily. They play a little bit, they get tired. They run a little bit, they have to sit down. Your child will also be lethargic or have no energy. They will also be irritable or for no small reason or very small reason or no reason at all. And sadly, they will have low appetite or no appetite. continue to eat non-food items, the stones that we talked about, the chalk or the soil are the most common three things that children with worms eat. Now, how do you get rid of those worms inside your child? How do we treat them? Well, go to the clinic and the doctor will give a deworming medicine to get or kill the worms and get rid of the eggs. Some medicines that the doctor may give are given as a single dose just for one day. The child drinks and it's all over. Other medicines, the child is given for 3 days to drink in the morning and in the afternoon or in the evening, just twice a day, in the morning and in the evening, for 3 days. Now, the World Health Organization recommends that you deworm your child at least twice a year, every 6 months, just twice a year. It's always good to go to the doctor and ask for deworming medication every 6 months. Now, how do you prevent your child from getting worms? It's so simple, it's actually ridiculous. So simple. Well, by wearing shoes while they play outside. Give your child shoes to wear, whether they're walking outside or the time they're outside, let them wear shoes. Just keep remember that the eggs and the larvae, the small, tiny, thin-haired-like caterpillars of the worms, are found in the soil. And wearing shoes reduces or prevents your child's feet from coming in contact with soil that is infected with eggs and the larvae of the worms. Just plain wearing shoes is big protection. The rest of the things you can do is to discourage or stop your child from standing inside stagnant water, like a pool of water, whether it's on the roadside or where there's soil after it has rained, or even a stagnant river or a stagnant lake. Worms love water. It is difficult for children, but if you can discourage your child from passing stool outside, will really help break the cycle. Remember, passing stool outside is a sure way to keep the worm infection going. Yes, just best thing is just provide a safe place for your child to pass stool and then dispose of the stool appropriately, either by burying it if you don't have a toilet or burning it. Please do this away from where the children are playing. Now, if you use a pit latrine, yes, a pit latrine can go a long way. Use a latrine that there's a big cement slab that is on top that can be easily cleaned, and that this pit latrine is covered, whether by mud walls or by sticks, but just to give privacy. Hand washing is the most critical thing you can ensure for your child. Yes, simple thing as hand washing. The child's hands must be washed with soap and water after they've passed the stool or they've passed feces. If the child is very young and has a caregiver, the caregiver must wash his or her hands after cleaning the child who has passed stool. I know it's common sense. I know. But there are caregivers out there who will clean stool from a child and forget to wash their hands with soap and water. Most important is also wash hands with water that is flowing. Don't put your water in a bowl and then dip your hands in there to wash them. No. Have someone pour water so that the water can be flowing as you wash your hands. This ensures that no worm eggs or larvae remain on your hands. As a caregiver, wash hands before feeding the child or handling or preparing food for your child, especially after they've cleaned the child. Oh, don't we forget, we always forget, we can be sweeping our homestead and we handle the cows, we handle the sheep manure or the animal waste. That is a sure way of getting worms back into the child. So every time you handle animals, cows, sheep, goats, or even the cat and the dog, please wash your hands away. It's a sure way to make sure that you don't contaminate your child or the water or the equipment that you're holding. Ooh, let's talk about drinking water, a very sensitive topic. But I always repeat here, remember that the eggs and larvae of the worms are found in the soil, and the soil can contaminate food and can contaminate water. So we must make sure that whatever water we drink or we use is safe and clean as possible. So getting safe drinking water is a daily struggle for many Africans. I acknowledge that. And whether we're in the urban or rural setting, or even in a drought, getting drinking water that is safe is an issue. But to prevent problems for your child, please just boil your water and cover it. Let it cool down. Store the boiled water in a container with a narrow neck to avoid contamination. And if you don't have a container available, a plastic jug or a bottle with a cover is appropriate. Just don't leave it out in the open. Please just remember, do not touch the inside of the container of where you'll be storing the water with your bare hands. It is so easy to contaminate water and for the larvae or the worms to get back into your child. Again, remember that the eggs and the larvae of the worms are found in soil, which can contaminate food. And that is why we should always wash our food, our fruits, our vegetables with clean water. If water is not clean, try to do the following. Take some alum and put some alum in the water, and the soil will sink to the bottom of the container. This is important, especially if you get your water from a river or a questionable source. Just put some alum, and all the solids will sink to the bottom. Then take the clear water and boil it, let it cool down, and you will have clean water for washing your vegetables and your equipment. Oh, this is so important. Always separate the raw food from your cooked food. Keep the food covered at all times. Don't let flies, pests, or animals get to your cooked food or even your raw food at all. Keep food cooked at, covered, sorry, at all times. Let's switch our attention to anemia. Yes, the low iron in the blood. After we get rid of the worms, or your child has been given medicine for the worms, the doctor now will probably give the child iron tablets, small tiny tablets or supplements in liquid form. This will be a supply for maybe a week or two at most. Then, the best way to treat anemia or prevent anemia is to give iron-rich foods. Yes, I know. There are costly ways or costly food that is rich in iron, and there's other that is more pocket friendly. Oh, okay, I'll tell you the costly food for the days that the pocket is a bit better. So, which are the iron-rich foods? Liver tops the list, whether it is cow liver, sheep liver, goat liver, or chicken liver, they all are good sources of iron for your child. Even meat, whether it is beef, chicken, goat, lamb, chicken, or I said already, anything that is red meat or white meat is also a good source of iron. Those are the costly sources of iron, but they are here are the pocket friendly. Eggs is one, especially the egg yolk. That is, you can boil the egg and make sure that the child eats the egg yolk. Then legumes or beans, any sort of beans that you can get your hands on. Yes, they are wonderful sources of iron. Red beans, kidney beans, pinto beans, lentils, even the small tiny green grams, they are wonderful. The highest source, the content of the iron in the beans varies on the type of bean, but if you can get your child to eat beans even 3 times a week or even once a day, you will see a significant improvement. Ooh, dark green leafy vegetables. Oh, we are very good in Africa to eat dark green leafy vegetables. Things like spinach, kales, all those traditional green vegetables that you find, what do you say, that growing in your village or town. Now, I will mention the ones that I know of from our country of Kenya. There is managu, mchicha, this one's kunde, but Africans are really well endowed with traditional green vegetables, which are very good sources of many vitamins, minerals, but really good source of iron. We turn our attention to the foods now that you'll find in the supermarket, especially two kinds. They are fortified foods. They're a little bit of processed here, but things that you can buy like breakfast cereals. Examples included are like Weetabix, cornflakes, or even the porridges that you will buy are fortified with iron. That means iron has been added to the breakfast cereal or the flour of the breakfast cereal. Now, in Africa, we have a lot of Chinese migrating into our countries, and they have brought with them a fantastic food called tofu, soybean curd. It is made out of soybean, and you will find it in, well, mostly the high-end supermarkets, but it is an excellent source of iron and also calcium and also protein. So if you can get some hands-on tofu, it will be really good for your child. Really, it looks just like egg white, cooked egg white. And if you fry it with some, or you add some tomatoes and onions, it is makes an excellent accompaniment to the staples that we have on our home in our plate. There's other things you can do. If you are able to buy a pot or a pan made out of cast iron, is a really good way of getting iron into the food. That is because food that is cooked in a cast iron, can you believe it, takes up the iron from the pot? Yes, a cast iron, that big hard black pot. For example, if you cook your food with something that is acidic, like a tomato or a little bit of lemon juice, the acidic part of the tomato and the lemon will cause a little bit of the iron to get into your bowl of food. Not a whole lot, but just enough to make a difference in your child's health. Now, when you give your child a food item that is got iron, then it's also a good idea to give a source of vitamin C. Yes. Now you're wondering, why are we talking about vitamin C? That's because vitamin C helps increase the absorption of iron from the food. Yes, vitamin C helps iron be absorbed in the intestines. Remember, we are trying to increase the level of iron that has been lost because of the worms. Now, which are the good sources of vitamin C? Well, it's one thing to, let me just say, citrus fruits. Citrus, any citrus fruits you can get, oranges, lemons, grapefruit, just even half an orange will help. If you don't have oranges near you, other fruits, I could tell you one big blanket statement: red, yellow, colored fruits are really good sources of iron, I mean, of vitamin C. So things like watermelon, papaya, cantaloupe, mangoes, things that you find every day in the supermarket or even in the open air market. This is where Africa, we are so lucky with good weather throughout the year. There's always a fruiting season. And if it is red colored, yellow colored, it's or bright color, let's call it that way, orange colored, it is a sure way of getting vitamin C. So after you eat your beans or your green leafy vegetables, eat something that is red, yellow, orange colored. Another thing you can do is give your child red colored or orange colored or yellow colored vegetables. So there you are, your tomatoes, your yellow peppers, green peppers, red bell peppers. Those are excellent sources of vitamin C. So if you are able to cook your vegetables with green peppers or yellow peppers or your tomatoes, you have really done well by giving something that is rich in iron and rich in vitamin C, and more iron will be absorbed. Remember, those dark green vegetables are also excellent sources of vitamin C. Broccoli, the spinach, the kale. So if you give your spinach together with your liver or an egg, then you've got something that is full of iron and full of vitamin C, and more iron will be absorbed. Last thing I can tell you is rule of thumb: Anytime you give a meat or beans, best always to give something with that is red, green, or yellow colored vegetable or fruit. Now, I was challenged by a patient and one of my listeners who called me and asked me point blank, "Do you practice what I preach?" And they repeated this time three times, "Dr. Mugambi, do you practice what I preach?" And my answer was, well, 90% of the time I do. 90% is good. And I said, and this is what I say to them. Every evening, my children eat 3 tablespoonfuls of lentils. Yes, lentils is a legume. And I mix the lentils with a staple that we eat every day. Or whether it is maize meal, I'll give them lentils. Whether it is rice, they'll get their 3 tablespoonfuls of lentils. Whether it's pasta or a wheat product, there's always lentils in my children's plate. Yes, I make the lentils with a homemade sauce. I cut up onions and tomatoes and I stew them together. That's because lentils don't have much of a taste, so I spice it up with parsley, onion, and tomato. I do this thing because, one, lentils are really a good source of protein and fiber, so my children don't suffer any constipation, but also because it's a good source of iron. Yes, meat and chicken is costly, and yes, I'm a mom. My pocket is not always friendly. It is usually half empty. Believe it or not, there's always a red or green colored vegetable on our children's plate. And that is the tomatoes that I usually cook with the lentils. And I also put tomato with the spinach or the cabbage. So my children's plate is usually pocket friendly, but I pack it up with lots of nutrients by using lentils, tomatoes, and cabbage or spinach. Dear listeners, that's all I have today for you. But please remember, to protect your child from worms, you just do not let them play outside without shoes. You may not be able to stop people from defecating outside, whether under the cover of darkness or secretly during the daytime. But you can cover your child's feet. Remember to deworm them twice a year. That's all it takes to protect your child. Twice a year. Now, all this is useless if you do not practice good sanitation. Use a toilet or please designate a place for your child to defecate or dispose of human waste away from where your children are playing. Wash your hands as often as possible, especially after using the toilet. Boil water that your child and family drinks. Let your child carry a bottle of boiled water to school to avoid them drinking contaminated water. And last but not least, just remember, beans and green leafy vegetables are very, very pocket friendly. They're available throughout the year and they are a sure way to prevent anemia. Listeners, I hope you will join me next time. Remember to eat healthy so you can live healthy. Bye for now. Thank you. for tuning in at Health Talk Radio Africa. I hope you have enjoyed today's program and will join us for the next episode. If you have any questions or comments, contact me directly via email, which is healthtalkradioafrica@gmail.com. Remember, at Health Talk Radio Africa, we discuss health and nutrition issues that affect Africa. We offer practical solutions from the experts. Please subscribe to the program and share with friends. This way the program can be more visible and help as many people as possible. I am your host, Dr. Mary Mugambi, wishing you a fantastic time.